You see, one of the things that Audioboo have not realised, and one of the people, one of the things that people don't realise about technology that is easy to use, is that if it only takes a couple of clicks to do something, and it makes it easier to do it, then it can be good or bad. It can be good in that you can get things out very quickly, and it doesn't matter what kind of frame of mind you're in. So you could be slightly inebriated like me after a bottle of wine on a Wednesday night after having quite a long day in pushing pixels around. Or it could be very bad in that you could press two buttons and be absolutely annihilated, telling the whole world what you think about stuff and making a complete and utter arse of yourself. I actually feel quite comfortable about being an arse when I've had a drink, because when it comes down to it, every so often you need that little alcoholic crutch just to get you through the day. Today's been quite busy. Busy in that I've been trying to handle three or four different projects at once, which has been a fucking nightmare, to be frank, even though my name is Phil. And so when I got to about 6:30, 7:15, it was like, I need to have a drink, and a beer wasn't going to do it, so I had a bottle of wine. I bought two. I'm having a mental debate right now with myself if I should start and open the other bottle. If I was clever, I would have opened it anyway earlier on when I opened the first one, so that it got a little bit of air, so when I started drinking it, it would be really nice and really mellow. Probably wouldn't be good for me, because having more than one bottle of wine by myself is probably not a good idea. However, I've had two great conversations tonight with people, caught up with one person that I haven't seen in a long while, and I had a good chat with a friend of mine from San Francisco via video, which was great. The connection wasn't too good, but we had a good little brainstorming thing. And he probably caught me at a wrong time. It's very difficult when you're in the UK and somebody's in San Francisco, because there's such a big time delay in terms of, you know, they're doing stuff in the daytime and you're practically at the end of your day in the UK. But there you go. It's just the way it is. Anyway, I was just thinking about a few little things. It's very difficult to be subjective about things when you've had a drink. And it's probably best if you have some sort of mechanism to stop you tweeting and replying to stuff. Don't know why I got into that whole conversation. Maybe I just wanted to talk about the ability of people to be able to broadcast stuff very quickly. It's only going to get faster if you think about it. It's going to get faster and faster and faster. The walls to entry in terms of having to know what this stuff does are going to rapidly eroding. The privacy laws are practically non-existent in the UK, and they have been for a long time. And I'm cool with that, because I know how this stuff works. But the people who don't are the ones who are going to make the most viral videos on YouTube and wherever. And I think it's fascinating. I think if this is how far we've come in the last 5 years, can you imagine what it's going to be like in the future, where you have mobile phones and devices which literally are one button and you are broadcasting to the world? Imagine having a mobile phone where instead of phoning somebody, you press a button and you are broadcasting to your social network, and it's automatically aggregating your content to the right place at the right time on the right network, depending on your mood, depending on your location, depending on the people who you think you might want to contact at that time of night. Can you imagine the possibilities of how cool it would be, but also the exploitive side of it in terms of how dangerous it could be? If we're sort of hurtling towards this, you know, absorption of our character based on our digital footprint, and we don't have any control over that digital footprint in terms of, you know, it being falsified, that puts a whole new slant on things, doesn't it, really? Don't know where that came from. It came out of the bottle of wine, I guess. That's my ranting for the night. That is my long day over. Up at 8 o'clock, bed at 11. My eyes hurt from pixel pushing. I'm not going to open the bottle of wine. I'm going to be happy that I've had one bottle of wine and I'm relaxed. And that's enough. Good night, Audioboo.